our report on TMGC from Ms. Seatree. This is should be a pretty short report, and there's no action required. So let's get through that and then move on to groundfish. So Ms. Seatree, whenever you're ready.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry, I was sending you a text. I got disconnected and I thought I needed to be unmuted. Okay, thank you very much. This is hopefully a brief presentation, just giving a short report out from the intersessional meeting that we had virtually at the beginning of November. As you may recall, when I reported out from the TMGC discussions, there were a few unresolved items from our annual meeting in September. Oh, sorry, next slide. From our annual meeting in September, those included characteristics of the data limited methods approach for Eastern Georgia's Bank cod and understanding of the survey biomass balance for Georgia's Bank yellowtail flounder limiter. Next slide. And just for folks' reference, because obviously, as this afternoon's discussion is going to probably highlight, there is a lot of questions between, you know, the TMGC process and the track process and the domestic process. The DLM tool, for folks, just for your memory, is a simulation framework that tests simple harvest strategies against a range of uncertainty that exists for the stock. It's specific to the eastern area. It doesn't look at the entire bank. It has, we had several operating models simulate possible stock conditions. Managers, and in this case, it was TMGC members, produced a suite of management objectives that represented a desired outcome for the stock. And then we also produced a set of management procedures. Simulations which applied the management procedures to the operating models were run. Results showed which management procedures achieved the greatest number of management objectives. And then we narrowed down the range of operating models to result in a range in which we use as the basis for negotiations. Next slide. And just for reference, this is the management area for Eastern Georgia's Bank cod. And this is the area that we use when we perform the assessments at the track. Next slide. So as noted in September, when we met, there was disagreement, and we negotiated the 2022 numbers. There was disagreement between the US and Canadian delegations about whether management advice would need to be a constant catch approach or if it could vary year to year. During the intersessional, the track leads on the DLM tool clarified that we could have advice vary within the range provided by the track. And that the likelihood of meeting management objectives improves as quota decreases. So in the end, during our intersessional in November, we came to agreement that when we revisit COD next year, the discussion is not going to be whether we apply a constant, I mean, we'll have a discussion, but the US position of it needing to be constant was a misunderstanding. The TMGC also lacked mutual understanding about how the DLM tool might be revisited if assumptions used to develop the approach were found to be incorrect. Similar to a lot of assessments within the groundfish world, the DLM tool is meant to be a short-term solution, but we do acknowledge that we need to have some idea to evaluate whether or not it should continue to be used. So during our intersessional, the track leads propose an approach which would require values to be found outside of the assumed ranges for 3 years. It's going to require further discussions and it will be going back into the track process before we have formal adoption. Next slide. And then for the yellowtail limiter approach, when we met in September, there was not agreement on survey biomass bounds, which were going to be used for the limiter approach. And we did not establish a strategy to address the survey biomass, what to do if the survey biomass falls outside of the bounds. The bounds that were originally proposed, 1,000 metric tons, lower, 73 to 8,200 metric tons, upper, did not factor in the new work from Miller at all. So at the time of the intersessional, the Canadian delegation had not been able to fully examine the Miller et al. Update, which was provided by Chris Legault just prior to when we met in November. Because of that, and because of some ongoing work within the Canadian process, we agreed to further discussions on selecting a biomass bound and agreed upon a strategy to address survey and to agree upon a strategy to address survey biomass if it falls outside of the bounds. Next slide. And that's my report from the intersessional in November. I'm happy to take any questions if folks have it.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Etree. So is there any questions? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I would just highlight, again, because there have been some questions in light of this afternoon discussion, I think, I'm not sure who on council staff, all of this material is located under Groundfish, but you could also locate a document related to the DLM tool, which hopefully for folks that have questions about that might help understand what that tool is.
Okay, great. So to the council, any questions on Ms. Etree's presentation? Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for the presentation, Libby. I had a question on the George's Cod, and it has to do with some of the conversation that was happening around the committee meeting regarding recreational catches on George's and quota setting. And I seem to recall a couple references made to our negotiations with the Canadians on the George's Bank cod catch, and that I don't know, somehow recreational interests were not included, or there was an opportunity there that we might have missed. And I didn't understand it well enough. I'm hoping maybe you can enlighten me. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? And could you tell me what the situation was so we might be able to learn from it going forward with our negotiations with the Canadians?
So I think equally like yours, a little confused with that conversation. If you go back, I think it's slide 4, which is the management unit area for Eastern Georgia's Bank COD. It is a smaller subset than what we use domestically. I have it as slide 4, but it might be slide 5. It's the one with the map. It's a smaller area than what, you know, was Russ Brown showed us bank-wide assessment. The information that goes into this process is based, the track uses is based off of survey information that occurs within this area. I think overarchingly where we struggled this year is that we did not have the bank-wide assessment prior to negotiations with Canada. So the impact of the bank-wide assessment and how much quote-unquote fish will go to Canada was not fully understood because we didn't have the benefit of the bank-wide assessment during negotiations.
Okay.
And in not having that, we equally weren't able to have a discussion about how the distribution between the commercial and the recreational fishery would be impacted and how we are in the situation we are in. That is my take on what I thought was being said and how this process works. If I'm misunderstanding, maybe someone could elaborate and we could try to dig into it a little bit deeper. But I do say that it's a weird formula, but when we do meet before any of these meetings, this understanding about how the bank-wide assessment influences what we see in the bank-wide assessment influences mathematically what is negotiated with TMGC is always part of the discussions we have as we're developing positions. Just this year, we didn't have the knowledge of the bank-wide assessment, so we were speculating about what, you know, if we get this and we negotiate that, then this could happen. So I don't know if I'm helping or making it more complicated.
No, that definitely though. Helps, Libby, and okay. Clearly you understand it better than I did. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else from the council have a question? Anyone from the public? Back to the council. Okay, Ms. Etree, thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.
Next up,